Put on your caveman blue because it's time for the Caveman Corner, where we talk football with the young men and their coaches who carry their colors onto the gridiron every Friday night. It's all brought to you by Abby's Legendary Pizza. Now let's head to the Beacon Drive Abby's with Chuck Benson.
Hey, that's where we're at, ladies and gentlemen. Just chowing down to some great pizza right now. Let me tell you about tonight's special. It's the Triple Topper Pizza here. It's only $26.99 for this giant one, and it will feed a bunch of people. Now, what's on this Triple Topper? Well, you like pepperoni? You like premium Canadian bacon? You like ground beef? And they're all there, and it's edge to edge. And once again, only $26.99 here at the Beacon Drive Abbey's Pizza. At the other pizza, it's the same price over there, too. But you can also give them a call or go online, and they'll bring one right out to you. In the meantime, it's time to talk some football here with head coach Brad Page with Grants Pass Caveman. First of all, coach, congratulations. A home playoff win victory. Congratulations once again.
Yeah, thank you. It was a pretty wild game, but it was pretty fun to be at home, and grateful that we came out with a big W there.
Yeah. Always great to be at home, and at this point, we usually talk about that game, and we'll get to that, but there's some other things that I think we really need to talk about right now about some of your football players. Yep. And we got the all-conference selections just announced last night, and you want to run through them, or you want me to start? Let me just say first, first team offense, Jordan Rosetta, quarterback. As a sophomore.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Pretty cool with the tough conference and a lot of good talent, and pretty awesome for him. You know, we nominate our guys, but we can't vote for our guys, and so that's showing, you know, these guys, what they get is what the other conference thinks of them, which is pretty awesome.
Right. Now, that's as we're talking. Okay. We're switching microphones here.
There we go. That better?
Oh, there you are.
Yeah. No doubt.
Okay. So Jordan Rosetta, and then you've got another sophomore, young running back, Trayton Powers.
Yep, second team for Trayton, just barely underneath the first team with the votes, and so he, very well deserving what he got, and then really a stacked running back class in our conference this year.
Grab a glass over here, too, young man. At any rate, let me see. We've also got to get Connor Johnstone in there, first team twice.
Yep.
First team twice.
Connor, when the head coaches met, Connor was unanimous defensive line. He got all the votes for first team, and then he was one vote away from being unanimous as a tight end, too. So it was pretty amazing.
No doubt. And he's certainly been a factor. Also on your first team offense, you got a receiver there, Isaac Johnson.
Yep. Isaac blew it away with the votes. People really respected him, and he had a great season. He broke some records this year, and he was, you know, very reliable and explosive, so very well deserved for him.
Okay. Let's move second team offense right now. Phil, you get back this week, I believe. He was out last week with a concussion protocol, and that's Alex Lengo at center.
Yep.
Second team offense.
Yeah, Alex is. I'm so proud of his effort, and he's played banged up a lot. You know, he's had different kinds of injuries, and but he has really played through it and been a leader for us and been a really consistent center.
Okay, also on the offensive line, Leo Huckert, guard.
Yep, Leo has just totally progressed, very very much like Alex from last year to this year, really taking a huge step forward, and just he's got a lot of passion. He's kind of the heartbeat of our offensive line. You know, he just comes and he pulls really well. He blocks with a ton of passion. So him and Alex are very well deserving on that. And I know you'll say this later, but Ashton King, who got an honorable mention, he was probably pretty deserving of a second team as well. Those three have been outstanding linemen for us.
Okay. Well, we've also got second team offense, another receiver, Brevik Hill.
Yep.
How many touchdowns does Brevik have? Right off the top of your head.
Well, he's sitting right here. Brevik, how many touchdowns do you have? He says 12.
Well, about a dozen. He's a young man with pizza in front of him.
Yeah, he just broke into the threshold, too, of 700 yards, I think. So he's getting into that state leaderboard with Isaac. So pretty exciting for him. But Brevik did an awesome job. Wasn't slated as a starter at the beginning of the year. He got some reps the first game. We're like, oh, my gosh, we need to get him in the game. And he just took over ever since then. And he's been an outstanding slot receiver for us.
Now, on offense, honorable mention, you just mentioned Ashton King as a tackle. And in fact, we called his name in that last game an awful lot.
Yeah.
As, in fact, we made him our co-player of the game, along with the guy who threw 6 touchdowns.
Yeah.
We can talk about that later, too.
Right.
And also, at that particular situation, Tim Hart, as a receiver, got an honorable mention.
Yep.
And that's notable because he's also mentioned again later.
Right.
He got 2 mentions.
Tim Hart is, you know, he's willing to play wherever we need him, and he's bounced around at different positions just because he's such a great athlete and he has such an infectious attitude and competitive nature. But pretty cool that he got on there too. So all of our offenses, almost our entire offense is being represented in one way or another, especially our skill positions there, which is pretty cool. And Tim was a very explosive receiver for us.
All right, now let's move on to defense. Now, we mentioned Connor Johnstone, also mentioned there, first team. Also, defensive back Nate Bassett, also first team on defense.
Yeah, Nate, pretty cool going from a quarterback to playing safety and being the leading tackler and then getting a ton of votes for first team all-conference as a junior safety. So his first full season really playing that position, he was the life force of our defense for sure.
Now, also, honorable mention on the defensive side of things, we mentioned Tim Hart. This is his second as a defensive lineman, along with Braden Carlson.
Yeah, Braden, another lineman, well-deserving. Braden does stuff where you're not going to see him as much because he takes on so many double teams. He's interior, and he's really, plugging gaps and forcing the defense or the offense to run around him. And so he might not fill up the stat sheet because of the position he's in, but he has been a force for us on the D-line.
We've got another Braden under the honorable mention. Braden Reese is a linebacker.
Yeah, another former quarterback playing a defensive position and getting he's played our nickel, but he's really, nominated as a linebacker because he plays a little bit of linebacker, a little bit of DB with how his position is, and he's done a great job at it. Real strong competitor, athletic, long body. He's done a really good job there.
All right, defensive backs. You got 2 of them honorable mention there, Kingston Conley and Zach Deshane.
Yeah, those guys, I think our secondary could have, I would put them up against pretty much anyone. They do such a great job. Our pass defense is really good, and they force turnovers, and Kingston's done a great job, healthy, full season for him. So just so proud of him and his athleticism. And Zach Deshane, coming back to play football this year where he took the year off last year, and he's a great basketball player too, but he's done such a good job for us. So those guys are very well deserving.
All right, and there's one more on that list here. Kid with the educated toe, Parker Roberts.
Yeah, Parker.
He's a punter.
He's a punter, yeah, and he's done a good job for us, especially here late in the season where we've needed some field position, and he plays a lot of poise. He practices a lot in his kicking, and we trust him to make good decisions and be a reliable punter for us. He's well-deserving.
Okay, Coach, once again, I know you're certainly proud of all of those young men. And there's more to talk about, too, because I know every week on Facebook, and we should have talked about this probably earlier, but you put out some special awards here. Now, are these awards by the coaches or by the players, or is it a combination?
Oh, when us coaches meet at the beginning of the week, we go over the stuff, and we just wanted to, we wanted to take a little bit, less focus on individual stats and do it more for team play and team things. And so that's kind of where we put our incentives. But there's certain players that, we'll reward them for their play. And so, that's what the coaches vote on and decide.
Okay, well, let's run down some of those from the last time. Now, Crush Player of the Week. What do you have to do to be the Crush Player of the Week?
So when I was coaching college in New Hampshire, I had to run the scout special teams, and we were nicknamed the Crush Team, was the scout team. And so we just kind of have taken that in. And so Crush Player is someone, it's a very big honor because really it's probably like the hardest working player that week because they're playing with the JV or the scouts, and they are going against the varsity all week, and they're taking on a new scheme, new role. They're trying to emulate what our opponent's doing, and they take a lot of big hits, especially here in the playoffs. And so guys that do that, they're the ones that are giving the best effort, giving us the best look on those scout teams.
Oh, and it's this past week it was Deshaun Stenson.
Yep.
Deshaun Stenson, okay.
Yep.
I'm almost afraid to ask this one. Nasty Player of the Week. What's the criteria, Coach?
That's it's a nickname for our defensive player of the week. Someone who, just was nasty. We talk about playing defense. You got to be a little bit nasty to play defense. And so someone who's willing to do those things, whether it's, you know, big hit or filling up the stat sheet or just being really reliable, forcing turnovers, whatever it is, but just kind of the top defensive player.
All right, that was Kingston Conley this past week, our explosive player of the week.
Yeah, that's
what's the criteria?
So explosive, our goal for our offense is to be explosive this year, and I think that we've definitely checked that box, and we're really proud of that. And so it's been a focus of us. We want to get at least 8 explosive plays every week, which and so it's usually an offensive skill position that, you know, has scored a lot of touchdowns or put up a lot of yards, made a lot of catches, whatever it is. And so that's kind of how it goes for that one.
All right, 2 players took that co-title. Yeah. That was Brett McHill and Trayton Powers. Uh-huh. Okay. Now, I think they're both here tonight, too, aren't
yep,
they?
Yeah, they are.
Okay,
yep.
All right. And the stick of the week.
Yep.
Yeah. That almost is self-explanatory, but yeah. Go ahead and tell me.
Yeah, this one, yeah, it gets a little easier as we go. But stick of the week, yeah, someone who just laid the wood on someone who just a really big hit, whether on special teams or defense. Sometimes it's more than one, but someone who just gave a really big hit in the game.
That was Ashton Hart last week. We have something similar like that we do on the air, and when they get drilled, it's courtesy of our good friend at Clouser Drilling.
Hey, I like that. Maybe they can sponsor our stick of the week.
There you go. Block of the week, and you had 3 players in the block of the week. Now,
yeah.
Is there something special about that block, or does it have to spring a score?
No, it's sometimes, yeah, but it's one of those unseen. You know, a lot of linemen fill that up, and they don't get a lot of recognitions, but sometimes we get some receivers or other guys on there too, and it's just someone who stands out, getting a really big block, someone doing their job when no one's looking and helping someone else succeed. That's really what our offense is big on. You know, hey, if you're getting covered up on a route, it's good because that means somebody else is probably getting open. And so we want to make sure we're always going full speed, or hey, you block for this play, you're going to get your teammate open, you know, on a run. And so that's what it is.
All right, you had 3 players here delivering the block of the week. That's Leo Hunker, Braden Carlson, and Elijah Hernandez. And then the offensive lineman of the week,
yep.
Which is probably self-explanatory.
Yeah, Coach Cox, our O-line coach, it's how they grade out. You know, he has that whole position group, and but sometimes it's somebody else. You know, like Deshaun Stinson, who's here tonight, you know, stepped up in a big way when Joel Smith went down and Alex Lingo was out, so he was getting varsity reps and he did an outstanding job jumping in there. And so, but yeah, it's pretty self-explanatory.
All right, that was Braden Carlson this week. And you do this every week. Now, do they get a certificate or a badge, or do they have to wear a toilet around their neck? You know,
just an added incentive. You know, these kids are big on their social media, and we just want them to be rewarded for the hard work they do. We appreciate that. All regular season, they're waking up at 5 a.m. to come practice, and so just an added incentive for them to work towards.
All right. And I know every week that you have 3 regular captains that were voted on the first of the year. You picked that 4th captain. This week it's going to be Braden Reese. What goes into that decision?
You know, it's been just, we've tried to preach player leadership, you know, and you know, that just goes, obviously the coaches are going to lead and everything, but the players are around each other when the coaches aren't, so much more, and they're going to react to their peers more. And so really someone who just, you know, exemplifies that leadership, whether it's through their play, through their work ethic, or if they're being more vocal, but just, you know, your typical leadership's attributes.
All right, well, we'll probably go through this every time we get a chance here, because that's fun. It gives the these young men a little bit of extra focus, a little bit of extra, shine a spotlight on them a little bit here.
Definitely.
All right. Now, let's go back just a little bit here and talk about the game against Sunset last Friday. And you've always talked you want to get up to a fast start. Yeah. You did.
Yeah.
2nd play from scrimmage. Tell me about that.
You know, we try to stay pretty balanced, and I always, you know, lean towards airing it out a little more, and I like to throw the ball down the field. I love to run the ball too, but when we were scripting the game plan, we felt like we kind of lost our identity the past couple weeks, and we're like, what's going to help us get back to that? And we just wanted to build some confidence, and so, you know, let's run the ball. Let's start and run the ball a little bit more, get some easy plays going, And you know, the first play of the game got stuffed in a run, but we stuck with it. And the very next play, it popped for a toss. And so we saw two plays versus Sunset that the teams had hit, and that was one of them. And we had it in our playbook already, and it was one that we repped, and it's one that they hadn't adjusted to, and we were able to score on it pretty big, and we ran it quite a few times that night.
All right, that really got their attention, and although you maintained a lead through most of the first half, it seemed like after that, Sunset decided that they did come to play football.
Yeah, they did. No, that first half, I mean, we shot ourselves in the foot a little bit, but you know, we made some big plays too, and luckily, like you said, we hung on to the lead. But yeah, they definitely were there to play, and they could run the ball. They're a physical team, and they're aggressive on defense, and so it provided some problems for us at times. Luckily, we got a ton of possessions, and so we were able to manufacture enough points to put up quite a bit. But that's just a thanks to our defense kind of making them more one-dimensional, which helped. But yeah, I mean, they're a tough team.
Pretty well dominated the second half of that football game. I mean, your quarterback ended up with 6 touchdowns. Yep. That's a new record for the Grants Pass game, yeah. Isn't it? Rosetta for 6 touchdowns?
There's a long list of 5 touchdowns, and Jordan got on there earlier this year, but he broke the record officially with 6, so that was pretty cool, especially being a home playoff game. And I was just proud of our guys. You know, we've been a good 4-quarter team most of the year, but we kind of lost a little bit of that the past couple weeks, and so it was cool just to see him come out with some fire and then us to be able to pull away a little bit.
The tempo of your game, when that tempo is out there, it really looks smooth and quick and fast and smooth, and has the other team back on their heels. But teams, the last couple of teams have seen a way to take you out of that, or at least momentarily disrupt that flow.
Yeah, you know, and I think that's part of what we lost a little bit of our identity. We try, you know, when you face a team like Sheldon, you're like, man, we got to do something to try to move the ball. And then I think that we kind of, you know, the players admitted that, you know, we kind of overlooked West Salem, and that's no good, you know. And so we needed to fix that. And so us as coaches agreed, we're like, hey, we're not putting any new stuff. Like, let's just play our game. Let's stop installing stuff. Let's stop trying to get too tricky with it. Let's just play football. And we got a ton of reps in the week in practice, and we played really fast. And I think it's just a, you know, if we're able to practice that and emulate that throughout the week and not think too much and just play confident, you know, being really prepared. We always talk about, I always say, if we're prepared, you won't fear. And so when we're really prepared, we play our best and just less thinking and more playing.
No more tricks, Coach?
Well, I mean, I love a good trick play, and sometimes it's come back to bite us a little bit.
But from ear to ear, folks.
But, you know, it doesn't help that our special teams coordinator, our defensive coordinator, love doing stuff too. And so we start talking about different things, and I mean, we could just do trick plays all game, and that wouldn't be good. But it's part of what makes football fun, for sure.
All right, well, football is fun, and we're going to have some more fun, as a matter of fact. We'll be back and talk about what's coming up next for the Grants Pass Caveman right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local do-it-best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
This is the time of year we celebrate family, traditions, and great food. At Abby's, our legendary pizzas are so giant that they feed up to 6 happy family members. When you need a break from cooking, think Abby's. Our place or your place. Our family is here for your family.
The Triple Topper's back!
This November, what makes Abby's Triple Topper so great? It's the pepperoni, Canadian bacon, and ground beef toppings piled to the edge. It's a whole lot of pizza at a very special price. Order your Triple Topper at Abby's.com.
Welcome back. We're at the Beacon Drive Abby's Pizza. Ladies and gentlemen, come on and join us. We're your Caveman Blue, and your soft drinks are absolutely free with an order here, as we're talking with head coach Brad Page about the past performance. We're looking ahead now to the next performance. The Newburgh Tigers are next, and I've not been able to find very much about them, but 3 common opponents, and Sprague is a good example. Mm-hmm. You lost to Sprague by 1. They lost to Sprague by a bunch.
Yeah.
And there are 2, Liberty and I forget the other one, but at any rate, 3 common opponents. It looks like just from the scoring differential that you might have a scoring edge there.
Yeah, Newberg is interesting. Yeah, we don't. It's kind of like Sunset. We haven't, you know, crossed paths much with them. But like you said, I think who's played them is Sunset. That might be the third opponent. But
you're right.
And so, but yeah, when they played Sprague, that was the first game of the year. And so, I was worried when I first saw that because I was like, oh my gosh, Sprague might be really good this year. And then they were. And they handled Liberty, you know, and they're in the same conference. And so I think Newberg is somewhat similar to Sunset. I think they're better than Sunset, in my opinion, and not to say anything bad about Sunset. I just think that Newberg is that second best team in their conference, and Sherwood's ahead of them. Sherwood's very good. But they're athletic, and we need to, you know, prove that we can travel and still win games.
What kind of offense do you expect them to throw at you? The Apollos came in here with a dominant running back who really gave us fits for a while there. Mm-hmm. Do we expect the same thing from the Tigers?
Yeah, they're a run heavy team for sure. Their quarterback is a problem too. He is a scrambler and he can run, and so. It's something that we've practiced all week and we've gotten some good reps, but if he gets loose, it's going to be, you know, an issue for us. But they're definitely run heavy, but I think when teams are run heavy, if we can, you know, play our game and get up a little bit and force them to play a little bit of catch up, it forces teams to have to pass a little more than they're comfortable with, and that plays into our hand a lot.
So once again, you want a quick start.
Yeah, I know.
I want that quick start.
It sounds obvious, but it is important for us to, you know, try and start fast, and that's something that we're actually going to go to George Fox University before the game, because we went to camp there this week, and it's, you know, just down the road from Newberg High School, and their coaches are going to let us use their facilities for our walkthrough and kind of change it up a little bit. We want to get off the bus and get going a little bit more and get up there a little bit earlier, and hopefully, you know, that'll help our start.
Okay, coming into this game, I had a look at your two deep today. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. But it looks like you're as healthy as you have been in a long time coming into this game. What's the status of your team right now?
Yeah, I mean, Joel Smith going down, offensive lineman, hurt himself early in that game. But we did get Alex Lingo back, Zach DeShane back, and Nate Bassett's been a full week of practice. So those are some big ones that we were worried about. So, yeah, we were very healthy, which is good. And I think that just helps us to play fast, you know, being able to have guys that can sub and get some blows. And just we have good weapons, you know, on the line and in our skill position. So, yeah, very healthy.
All right. Can we get that tempo game going consistently in this game against the Tigers?
I don't see why not. I mean, it's been one of our best weapons, you know, just going faster than other teams are comfortable, and we're just comfortable going fast and keeping it simple and just playing ball. I think we can. We practiced it a ton this week, so we're ready to go.
All right. Do you have a challenge for your young quarterback? Do you want more touchdown passes?
Yes, he can score more. No. Jordan just needs to play football. He's done a great job, and just keep playing football and play confident and play loose, and we don't need to feel pressure. We play best when we're just playing ball, and it's just a game, you know, but obviously we want to win. But, no, he's done a good job this week in controlling the offense and really got back our mojo, I think, as a whole unit, and so I think we're ready to go with that.
Now, you've said all along that you like to throw the football, and that's pretty obvious, and you got a cannon out there, yeah. But you're shooting that cannon 35, 40 times a game.
Right.
He seems to be up to it here.
I don't think he's complaining about it, but it works with what we're doing, and you know, we feel like we have answers for any team, you know, that we play and that, you know, what they throw at us. I mean, I don't want to sound like we're being arrogant, but we feel confident in our game plan. We feel confident in what we're doing and just our style of play, and I think that we've done a good job playing to our strengths.
With the heavy emphasis on passing, are Powers and Berg getting enough reps? Are they happy with their touches?
Yeah, well, and the thing is that we still love to run the ball and we love to pound the rock, and if we had just massive linemen that we could line up and do that, you know, that'd be, you know, a bigger part of our game plan. But we do some run concepts really well, and we have some really good backs, and so they get plenty of touches on the run game, and if they don't, they have plenty of opportunities in the passing game too.
All right, so everybody is a receiver out there. Yep. Basically.
Yep, that was a big thing. The first couple years that I was here, we didn't do a good job of getting the running backs involved in the passing game. And so when I went through and with some of our offensive coaches and revamped our offense, we said, how do we get them involved more? And we've done a good job from week one till now about making them a threat, and it just stretches the field so much more. And, you know, I really have to give a lot of credit to our offensive line, because there's so many times where we're only doing five-man protection, and they've given us a lot of time, and they've done a really good job, and they've done a really good job in the run game. And so it's a huge, huge credit to our offensive line and our offensive line coach, Coach Cox.
Well, your offense, your explosive has been the word since the opening game so far this year. So explosive offense, yeah, and a defense that's been up to the challenge so far and is improving almost every game out there.
Yeah, definitely. I think they've really grown and found their identity. I think when you know, we start to figure out what teams are doing, they're able to close those gaps down more and more. And it's just amazing. Some of the running backs and some of the teams we played against have just found some really small windows to run through, and they've hit it. And so we're still working on our run defense, and we're young in those positions. I think we've done a good job improving and forcing teams to become more one-dimensional, and our pass defense has been outstanding.
When you do run into that dominant running back the Apollos throughout you last Friday night, what kind of adjustments are you able to make at halftime to slow him down? Do you really adjust to him?
Well, I think, our defensive coaches have done a good job about changing up, you know, our fronts and our coverages and putting more people in the box and mixing up, you know, our stunts and our games and blitzes and things like that. And so, it's hard because there's some really good backs that we've faced, and they do a good job. But I think that, you know, we're able to kind of force them and wear them down a little bit more, and kind of, you know, the identity is a little bit more of a bend, don't break, you know, and it works. You know, we force some more turnovers that way.
All right. How much do you work on turnovers? Is that a specialty that you work on?
Well, it's definitely, you know, an area where we want to focus. I think, you know, one of our biggest goals is our turnover ratio. We want to make sure we're always in the positive on our turnover ratio, where we're turning it over less than we're forcing turnovers. And we've been pretty consistent with getting that positive turnover ratio. But I think it's the way the, you know, Coach Zion has designed the defense is a little, you know, it's more focused on being able to get interceptions. And then, yeah, I mean, our guys, sometimes we go for the strip a little more than I would like, but we have gotten some fumbles. But sometimes we do just need to tackle and just focus on tackling rather than trying to get a big play. And I think that's hurt us a few times and given up longer runs than we should have, because we should just be tackling them rather than trying to strip the ball.
So you want to tackle first, and if the turnover happens, that's great.
Yeah, and you know, exactly. I mean, there's a time and place, and, you know, pop it out. If we don't get it the first try, then we probably just need to take them down.
By all means, take them down.
Yeah.
All righty. Now, talking about the Tigers, and you outlined that they've got the running back, and their quarterback bothers you with his legs. So he's a scrambler.
Yeah.
So is it the defensive goal to just contain and keep everything in the middle, where you've got a lot of help, or stop them up the middle?
I mean, they're going to be run first team, and then when they do pass, their quarterback can scramble. And so we've practiced scramble drills all week. We've put Cameron Holland as our scout quarterback, who's one of our best athletes, and he's done a really good job just running all over the place.
He's a good scrambler, isn't he?
He is. He's very good. You've seen him play. He does a really good job with that. And so we've gotten a lot of good looks at it. I think we can slow it down. We just have to not we know that they're going to make plays and at times, and we just have to stay consistent, and we can slow them down.
Do you want them passing?
Yes. Yep. Absolutely. I think that plays into our favor for sure.
Okay. I always have this one question I usually end up with, Coach. You probably know that it's coming. I'm going to change it up here.
Okay.
What two things do you need to have happen in order to come away with a victory on Friday night?
Two things.
I know you've got about eight, but give me just two.
Biggest thing, you know, I think we've talked about is just how are we going to be able to get off the bus, pregame routine, and go and be able to play on the road and start fast. That's what I'm most, you know, focused on right now is doing that. And sometimes it's a science trying to figure that out. But these kids are pretty bought into that, and they're excited about playing in the playoffs, and we're confident with that. So I think we'll be good there. So if we can get off the bus and start fast, and then I think if we just make a few stops on defense, you know, if we can contain their quarterback a little bit and force them to be a little more pass heavy, we just need a few stops, and I feel confident in our offense to be able to put up points.
All right. Well, Coach, thank you very much. Appreciate all of that. And let's see. As I think I just saw your schedule. scheduled today. You're going to be leaving about 10 in the morning, so you have plenty of time to get up there.
Yeah.
And that stop at George Fox.
Yeah.
And there's a meal along the way. How's all that going to come together?
Yeah, we're still figuring all the ins and outs of that, but we're probably going to focus on, hey, let's just get up there. We might, you know, stop for a bathroom break on the way, but we'll probably have our pregame meal somewhere in Newburgh or near Newburgh, and then do our walkthrough and just kind of, you know, get the cobwebs out and just, you know, be able to not be cooped up in a tiny locker room, you know, and that sometimes that's the case we get into when we go to get to a school too early. And so, that'll be the plan. And then from George Fox, we'll hop on the bus and get over to Newburgh High School.
All right, Coach, to all of you, stay tuned. We'll talk to some of Coach Page's charges when we come back. News time is coming up next right here on KAJO Grants Pass, Oregon, as the Caveman Quarter continues after news in the Salem Radio Network.
Peters reporting. President-elect Donald Trump nominated now-resigned Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz to become the next Attorney General. More from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Mr. Trump said in a statement on Truth Social, quote, Matt is a deeply gifted and tenacious attorney who has distinguished himself in Congress through his focus on achieving desperately needed reform at the Department of Justice. Trump said that Gaetz would, quote, end weaponized government, protect our borders, dismantle criminal organizations, and restore America's badly shattered faith and confidence in the Justice Department. Mr. Trump also nominated former Democratic Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard to head the intelligence community. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Firefighters battle blazes from California to New York while a lack of rain could threaten drinking water supply.
Dry conditions from coast to coast are contributing to the spread of wildfires, particularly in Southern California. On the East Coast, New Jersey and New York state officials have publicly announced criminal charges against two people, separately accused, of setting some of the wildfires that have plagued the Northeast in recent weeks. Numerous wildfires continue to burn in places that have not seen significant rain since August. New Jersey is asking residents to take voluntary conservation steps, but stopped short of mandatory water usage restrictions, which would be included in the event of a drought emergency, the highest level that the government can impose. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Federal authorities say an investigation into Chinese government hacking efforts has revealed a broad and significant cyber espionage campaign mounted by Beijing. The FBI said Wednesday that the hackers compromised several U.S. telecommunications firms to access the call records and personal data of the people targeted. On Wall Street, a mixed day as the Dow was up by 47, the Nasdaq dropped 50. More at townhall.com.
If you are 65 or older, you know this, inflation is hitting everyone hard right now, especially when it comes to healthcare. Over the last 10 years, healthcare costs have skyrocketed by, get this, 230%. If you have Medicare Parts A and B, you know there are still out-of-pocket expenses like deductibles and co-payments, and they really add up. But here's some good news. MediShare 65 Plus is designed to fill in those gaps and help protect you from rising healthcare costs. At only $99 per month up to age 75, you get peace of mind at a price you can afford. And MediShare is trusted, too. It's been around 30 years. It's not some big impersonal thing. It's a community of people helping each other, business owners, pastors, retirees. People love it. MediShare 65 Plus just makes sense. To learn more, give them a call. They're great to talk to. They'll offer to pray with you each time you call, too. Call now. 855-PSALM-32. That's 855-PSALM-32. 855-PSALM-32.
In our community, many older adults with limited incomes face homelessness and insecurity. At the Gospel Rescue Mission, we'd like to propose a unique solution, a secure, tiny home village for those 55 and over. Mission View Village is designed to offer hope for our struggling elderly citizens. Residents of Mission View Village will receive support for managing their finances, attending medical appointments, and participating in their community, giving them the power to shape their own financial future. We are in the early planning stages and need your support to make this project a reality, setting a model for creative land use. Your contributions are crucial, with a matching grant doubling your impact. With your help, we can make Mission View Village a reality in Grants Pass. Learn more at grantspassmission.org.
Welcome back to the Caveman Quarter, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. We're at the Beacon Drive Abbey's Pizza, and the pizza is great. In fact, our pizza is almost gone here. We've got a little help from some football players to help that go away right now. There's a couple of spots left that I'm going to have to put my flag into here in a moment or two. In the meantime, I've got five Caveman football players here. And a couple have been here before, so I'm going to start with them and work down the line until we get to the rookies, and we'll throw the rookies under the bus, okay? All right, Jordan Rosetta just shook his head. Jordan, grab a microphone there. Welcome to the mic. First of all, congratulations, quarterback, first-string quarterback for the conference. How's that feel?
Feels pretty good. You know, I can credit a lot of people, but I would want to give a lot of credit to my O-line.
Yeah,
they played...
You take them out
very
to
good
eat a
season.
Lot, don't you?
You
should.
Me and my running backs have bought them donuts a few times this year.
I'll bet you have. All right, and congratulations. You're writing the record books for, or rewriting the record books for Grants Pass. Six touchdown passes in that last game. How'd that feel? Was that in the plan?
You know, I didn't realize that was a record. I thought I had tied it. I thought it was 34, so after the game I was like, oh, sweet, I tied it. But then learning that I broke it was pretty cool.
All right, so your name is there for a long, long time, and you got a couple more years to add to it. So this is going to be a pretty high one.
Right. Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, we've talked a couple of times before. Tell me about the transition throughout this football season for you. What's it been like from the first practice through that last playoff win there?
I think definitely confidence going into the season.
Hang on a second here.
I think definitely confidence. I think going into the season, my confidence was really low, just not knowing what was going to happen. But then once week two came around and after McNary, I think that's when I really hit my stride and gained my confidence back. And then just as the season's been going on, it's just been getting better and better.
How about the weather? Is it bothering you?
A little bit. I don't like throwing wet footballs.
No, I don't blame you. Do you do anything and keep your hands dry, warm? What do you do?
I have a towel and some hand warmers that I use, but nothing crazy.
Nothing crazy. Just cope with whatever is happening.
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, we've talked before. How's school going for you?
It's going good. Falling a little behind. Doing a little more athlete-student than student-athlete.
Not the
greatest.
Well, you can't get my job if your grades fall behind, and I know that's what you're after. You haven't changed your goal, have you?
No, sir.
No, okay. You still want to be... sports reporter, sports media, what?
Yeah, sports reporting.
Sports reporter, wave your magic wand. Who do you want to be? Do you want to be, quarterback on Sunday Night Football. Used to be a Dallas Cowboy.
Tony Romo?
No, not Tony Romo. Golly, no, I want a good one. Troy Aikman, his job.
That would be a great job.
That would be...
That or being on the sideline.
Oh, you want to be on the sideline. That's a good spot. That's where the action is, but the big money's up on the booth, my friend.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, best of luck there. I'm going to move over to your buddy right there, Brevik Hill. Brevik, sit right in there. Listen, has your handicap changed any?
No, it hasn't. I haven't been out to the golf course a little bit. Yeah.
Doggone football gets in the way, doesn't it?
I mean, it's good, though. I like playing football.
All right.
Sure.
Well, I'm sure that shows. Now, I was told that your nickname is I'm Always Open.
Yeah, that's kind of what the coaches were saying. Me and Coach Herzog were talking, and he always says that I'm always open. So it's pretty funny.
So that's where you got that nickname from, the coach?
Yeah, Coach Herzog.
Okay. Like I ask Jordan here, take me through this season for you here, because I know there's been some progression here, and you have really blossomed the last half of the season.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was definitely weird. At the beginning of the season, I didn't, like, during the summer workouts, I didn't do any varsity time or anything. I was actually playing JV quarterback, and so I really didn't. And then the first week during North Med, I had a catch, and I think that kind of changed a lot of things, and I was able to kind of prove myself and... Yeah, so the rest is history from there.
Okay, how's the weather affecting you right now?
It's definitely harder because as the weather gets wet, you can't really wear gloves or else it makes it even more slippery, so, yeah.
All right, so do you do anything to cope with that situation?
Just try and keep your hands dry. Jordan and a couple of the other coaches do a good job making sure we have, like, dry footballs at all times, so that definitely helps.
All right. Any projections for this Friday night?
Yeah, I think we're going to win. I think we're going to win by a lot because we're really motivated, especially after coming off of 3 losses, and then we got that really good win versus Sunset. I think we're going to do really good.
You're going to put up 40 points again?
Hopefully more.
Hopefully more than that, huh? All right. What is? Do you have a specific assignment for Friday night? Always be open and catch the football?
Yeah, you got it. Exactly.
Okay, all right. All right, Brevik Hill, all right. We'll be back, Brevik, here, because we got a lot of people to talk to here tonight. I'm going to move on down to Trey Powers. Is it Trey or Trayton?
Trey's good.
All right, you'll answer to it?
Yeah.
Okay. Tell me about the second play from scrimmage last Friday night.
The second play, the line blocked perfectly up front. It was a big hole up front, and it was just open space all the way down the field. So,
Did you even get touched on that one?
I don't think I did, no. I didn't.
Okay. What does it feel like when you get out in front of everybody, you know everybody's behind you, and you've got to outrun them? Do you have an extra gear?
I would say I do, but it's a good feeling, though, because I've had a couple pretty decent runs this season, and there's no other feeling like it.
All right. With those other feelings like it, you play any other position? I've only seen you as running back.
Well, when we go into empty, you know, I'll play a little slot, and that's about it. Yeah, just a little slot receiver and running back.
All right. Bring me up to speed. Do you have a catch this year?
Do I have a catch?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, all right. I can't remember each one here. He throws so darn many of them.
Yeah, he does.
All right. Now, Trayton, tell me about your plan here. You're a sophomore, so I'm sure you've got your whole life planned out in front of you here. What would you like to do for a vocation here, long term?
What I like to do what?
For a lifetime.
I've been looking into doing dental stuff.
Dental stuff.
Yes, dental stuff.
Can you narrow that down, dental stuff?
So, a dentist?
Have you been talking to Connor?
I have talked to his dad.
Yeah.
I've also talked to this guy over here. His dad is a dentist, Brevik Hill.
Oh, that's Hill. Okay. Yep. Click. All right. I've got it.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead.
But yeah, I haven't looked too much into it because, I still got to, stay in the present still, I believe. That's what I kind of think of. But yes.
So what kind of studies are you doing in order to get to that point?
Oh, I haven't even looked into it. That's how much I've been in the present.
Okay. Yep. Well, you have some time to fix it all out.
Yep.
No doubt about that. All right. Let's see. When you're not playing football, what do you do for fun?
What do I do for fun? I like to hang out with my family and friends and
All right. Well, you're hanging out with friends. What do you do?
Well, playing football. I'll give you a hobby.
Okay.
I like to fish. Fishing's pretty fun when I'm catching stuff.
Okay. So do you catch a lot of stuff?
I do.
All right.
I love catching fish.
All right. What kind of rig are you using?
Kind of rig? It depends.
Sure. Well,
depends on the day.
All right. You fly fish?
I do.
Oh, really?
I'm not very good, but I have before.
Okay. What kind of rod do you have?
Your
fly rod.
I think it's a weird name. I don't know how to pronounce it, but... I don't know.
All right. We throw them on the spot here, right?
Uh-huh.
So is your favorite fishing hole?
That cannot be said. I can't say that.
That's a pretty secretive bunch you guys are.
Yeah.
You got a private hole, and you're going to keep it to yourselves.
Yep.
It's nice to share, you know.
No.
It's always nice to share. I'm not going to get a thing out of you, am I? All
nope.
Right.
All right. You're not.
All right. What do you think about this coming Friday night?
I think... it'll be a good game. I would say at this point, I'm going as playing every team the hardest, and like we're going against the number one team in the state. And I think we'll get the W for sure. But I will, no predictions.
No predictions?
Yeah, I'm not.
Just a big win.
I'm pretty superstitious, so I gotta. I can't say that. I'll say that we'll get the W, but yeah.
Okay. Well, best. Do you have a specific assignment other than just score touchdowns?
I do a lot of blocking.
Oh.
Do a lot of blocking for Jordan over here and help out the line. Yep.
Does he give you donuts too?
Oh, he should.
He should. Okay. All right. I want to move on here. Let me see. Is it Deshaun Stinson?
Yeah.
Deshaun. All right. Deshaun, you're also a sophomore. Bring me up to speed here. I mentioned your name earlier in the week. The guy said that they've been working you out on the scout teams. Is that right?
Yeah, a little bit at the end, but or sometimes a little bit in the interior too, just filling in positions for guys who are missing.
All right, what's your favorite position?
I'd probably say end, the end.
Defensive end, why?
I like defense a lot. Like, I don't like offense that much because it's just.
No, well, on defense you get to apply a lick or two, don't you?
Yeah, I get tackles. Yeah.
So the contact doesn't bother you. Is that part of the fun?
Yeah.
Okay. What's the biggest hit you've delivered so far this year?
Probably to Leo. And one time in practice.
Oh, yeah? Huckert?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Big hit. Me and him go on and off.
All right. So you square off against him a lot?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you win more, or is it pretty close?
It's pretty even, honestly.
Because he's a pretty good guy, isn't he?
He's pretty big, yeah.
All right.
It's pretty even, though.
Okay. What about long-term plans, Deshaun? Yeah, and I know as a sophomore, you have the right to change that a lot. But generally speaking right now, wave your magic wand. What do you want to be doing when you're 25 years old?
I think I really like helping people, so probably something in the medical field, whether it's like a doctor or an assistant.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right. What are you special studies to follow through with that yet?
Haven't thought so much about it, but definitely some courses to take in high school.
Okay.
Some medical classes.
What are your favorite subjects right now?
I really like Spanish. Super fun teacher. So it's fun to learn in there.
All right.
New language.
When you have a favorite subject, is that more the teacher or is it the subject?
Probably the subject. I mean, the teacher just makes it better, but Spanish is interesting.
Yeah, okay. Is there an interesting part about it that has really fascinated you?
Just like be able to speak to.
Are you good at it?
I wouldn't say I'm good at it, but I like it. I like learning. I'm still learning.
All right. Well, it's a learning experience. Now, when you're not learning and you're not playing football, what are you doing?
I'm really at home a lot, you know.
You're a homebody?
Yeah.
Home, reading books, being quiet?
I read a little, yeah. Mainly spend time with my family, my mom and grandma.
Okay. All right. What about on Friday night now? I know you're not on the starting team, but what's going to happen this Friday night? What kind of feel do you have for it?
I think definitely in a winning direction, but I haven't seen too much of Newberg, but it'll definitely be interesting. I think we're prepared.
All right, Deshaun, I say you're a hard worker, and I can certainly believe that. So thanks. Stay right there. We'll be right back. I'm going to throw down here to the other end of the corner here, and it's Alejandro Leon. Am I got that right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Alejandro, you're the you kick placements here. Are you also a soccer player?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. Are you primarily a soccer player, and you're just helping up these guys here?
Yeah, but football's kind of grown on me over this year and last year, so it's pretty fun.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is it become your favorite?
It's neck and neck.
Neck and neck. All right. Now, are you playing soccer at the same time? How do the seasons intermingle?
Yeah, I was playing soccer. We went to the first round of playoffs. We lost, though, 2-1 in extra time, but it was a tough game.
All right. But overall, then, it was a successful season to make it that far.
Yeah.
All right. Well, congratulations there. Now, how have you adapted what you do on soccer to the football field?
Probably just technique with my kick, and I'm not sure really, but just kicking the ball right, placement, that's about it.
What kind of technique do you do? Getting the ball just right, your approach to it when you address the football?
Yeah. Yeah, the approach, and then just where you hit the football and how far it goes, how much power,
How far have you kicked it? What's your longest kick, do you know?
This Monday, I during practice, I hit a 51-yard field goal.
51-yard field goal. Coach, are we going to see more of that? 51-yard field goal? Yeah, okay. All right. All right, so do you practice that a lot? How much time do you really put in trying to put it between the uprights?
Well, it depends. Usually I try to go almost four times a week, but before I was going around two to three just with my schedule with soccer. But,
okay, all right. When you're not playing football or you're not playing soccer, what are you doing? What are you doing to have fun?
Probably hanging out with my brother, spending time with him, being outside, playing video games.
What do you like to do outside?
Just run around, throw the football around with my brother.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Brother, older or younger?
Younger.
Younger, okay. Are you the oldest?
Yeah, I'm the oldest.
Okay, so all of that pressure belongs to you then. You're the overachiever. You know that, right? Does that put too much pressure on you?
No, not really, no. I just see myself more as a role model for my brother and sister.
Okay. Also a sophomore here. And I know we've got all sophomores here tonight. There's a reason for that. We may deal with that if we have time. But in the meantime, long-term plans, what would you do for a vocation the rest of your life? Just wave your magic wand here.
I want to go to college, probably study something with, like, business and finance to understand money.
You want all the money in the world. Yeah, that's it. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with just a little greed.
Yeah. And then maybe do, like, eye doctor, just where I can manage my own schedule and, like, spend time with my family.
An eye doctor, you mean an optometrist. Where did that come from? I think that's the first time I've gotten had an optometrist desire here.
I think my dad, he said everyone at one point is going to need glasses, so just might as well get into the business.
Everyone's going to need glasses. I'm 77. You see any glasses?
No.
All right, no, I'm sorry. but I do have a pair stuffed away somewhere. But no, that's a good shot. So are you studying anything in particular to get you that far?
No, not yet. Not yet.
All right. Do you play, you play soccer and you play football. Any other sports?
I run track.
You run track. What do you run?
Short distance, sprints.
Sprints? How fast are you?
My 100 meter last year was like 11.8.
Oh, okay. So. And you talk Coach Page into giving you a chance to run the football once or twice? or does he just hide his head and run away?
Hides his head.
Yeah, okay. All right, I've got to ask, and forgive me if I'm out of bounds here. Your shoes. Mm-hmm. They're the brightest shoes on the field. do you take any flack for that, or you just wear them proudly?
I wear them proudly.
Wear them proudly. Yeah. Kick the football a long ways.
Yeah.
All right. All right, thank you very much. All right, guys, real quickly here, let's talk a little bit about this this coming Friday night and the season, as a matter of fact. Alejandro, you tell me, what's this season meant to you in terms of football and being involved with these guys here to your left?
Well, I see it more as a family. Everyone's really grown on me, and I feel like I'm really a part of the team. Like, I don't know, it's just like a big family where we're all one. We can rely on each other and support each other.
All right. I think almost everybody here has said that. As I know I've heard Jordan say that. I think I've heard Brevik say that same thing. Tell me, guys, Trey, what makes this a big family for you?
A big family? Yeah. I think it's because we've been working so hard every day, off seasons, in season. And I think when we're together all that time, it just makes us like a family, just naturally.
All right. Throughout your years, and I know you've had so many years here as sophomores of doing this sort of thing, have you had that feeling before, or is it stronger this year than it has been in the past?
I've actually never had this feeling before, and it is a good feeling. I think from last year, it's a lot better this year, and it's just really nice having, like, it's just like your boys, your brothers, and you're going to war every Friday. And, that's how I picture it.
Okay. We've got a basketball game going on up here, folks, on the TV behind us, and everybody's is craning around and looking here. What's the score, and who's doing what to who? Is it still?
Lakers 18 to 9.
Okay. All right. Deshaun, tell me about the family feeling that this whole team seems to have here. I need to move the microphone over here. He can talk, but we can't hear him unless we give him the microphone. Tell me about this camaraderie that this whole football team seems to have.
You know, like, just the pain and condition that we go through, like, just always being around each other and just the way we joke around. It's just a nice being together all the time.
Where does it start? Were you involved in the summer program here or in the spring program for the football team?
I'll say, like, right when football is getting started up, just like seeing each other around school and stuff and being around each other at practice is nice. Like, sometimes on the sideline, you just be joking with your boys. And eventually, you're just always talking to everyone. So it's nice that you just connect with everyone.
Just like a brotherhood.
Yeah.
I didn't ask you before. Do you play any other sports?
Yeah, I play basketball.
Oh, okay. What position?
Wing, like four.
Oh, okay. How's your shot?
Definitely working on it. But,
okay, from beyond the arc, I got people over here saying it's good. It is good. Okay. You got at least two thumbs up over here. Do you know these guys or do you pay them well?
Pay them pretty well.
Okay. All right. Let's see. I'm going to move on back down the line here. I got just a couple of minutes to fill here yet. So, Trey, do you play any other sports?
I do. I play baseball.
Oh, okay. What position?
You can say I'm a utility player. I play all sorts. I play third, center, basically all outfield, and I could play second base.
Oh, okay. Yep. So if you're a third baseman and an outfielder, you must have a strong arm.
Not compared to other people, but it's good enough, I'd say.
Good enough. Well, then it's got to be accurate if it's not strong
yeah,
enough.
Yeah, you can say that.
Okay. How's your stick?
It's good. I was on varsity last year, and I kind of bounced between JV varsity after spring break, and it's definitely more difficult at varsity, but when I was on JV, my swing was pretty good.
Are you a power hitter, or do you spray the ball?
I'm more of a contact hitter.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, with your speed, what's it like on the bases?
On the bases?
Are you a base stealer?
Yeah, you could say that. I love to steal the bases for sure.
I'm almost surprised you didn't say track with your speed.
Track. I've never done track in
really?
My life. Nope.
Okay, all right. We'll look for you on the baseball diamond. All right. Breivik, we didn't mean to pass you by here. So what's new since the last time we talked?
Not much. Yeah, not much. Just obviously the win versus Sunset. That's because last time we talked was, I believe it was Sheldon.
Oh,
after
yeah.
After Sheldon, yeah.
That was bad times. That's when you want to have a short memory.
Yeah.
Short memory, all right. Jordan, let's see. Let's look ahead right now to this Friday night. What are you, any projections for us?
I think you would say I'm just as superstitious as Trey. I don't like to give outputs. I don't like to say we're going to win, we're going to lose. Just to stay steady, stay the course, and whatever happens, happens.
Okay. And what about your effort?
100% every time.
That's all you can ask for. All right. And Alejandro, what do you think about your teammates here?
I love the Black Brothers.
Okay. We've got a bad mic over there again. Try that again.
Black Brothers.
Okay.
musical
mic. We checked all of these this afternoon. Everything worked fine. All right, now, say again, please.
I love them. They're like my brothers.
Okay. When did that feeling begin for you?
I think really this year when I started to play varsity.
Okay. It seems to be stronger this year than from any year that I've been doing this, and we've been doing it for a long, long time. Gentlemen, I want to thank you all very much for sharing with us your feelings and your expertise tonight. Wish you all the best of luck in your athletic endeavors, whatever they may be, and this Friday night, come back with a win, guys. Okay? All right. Well, good luck. I'm going to pull the coach back in here for one final word, and then we'll get out of here and make room for Dan Lanning's coach's show, which is coming up in just a couple of minutes here yet. So let's see. Lots of hand signals going on over here. More coaches. You got 90 seconds to get them over here. All right. Yeah, I think that one's working.
How's
right
this?
Now.
That good?
Yeah. Right. So they're not moving real fast, coach.
That's special teams coaches for you.
Oh, yeah. There's no accounting for special teams coaches. They walk to their own drum, don't they?
They do.
All right.
They definitely do.
All right. Once again, you brought us, you always bring us great, great young men, and we certainly appreciate that. And the overriding theme I get time after time after time is there is a different feeling on this team than there has been in the past. From any team I've ever talked to in the past, and we've been doing this since, well, I won't even say how long. And does that land on your shoulders?
No, I mean, I'm just proud of these kids for buying in. I think that's just a testament to them and who they are as people. And they've really just bought into, hey, we want to play football. We want to be united. And, you know, I think there's a lot of love between us and the coaches and the players and everyone in between. And so we're pretty tight-knit group. And we started out the season, no one was believing in anything that we could do. And we knew that, you know, we had something special cooking before anybody else did.
All right. Now, we had all sophomores here tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you explain why we had these? And they're all great young men, and right. They all deserve to be here.
Yeah.
But why did we have just all sophomores tonight?
So, big Powder Puff night tomorrow night, Thursday night at Mel Ingram. The middle school Powder Puff game is at 6 p.m. The juniors versus seniors is at 7:30 p.m. So our juniors and senior players were coaching the past couple nights after our practices, and they're coaching tonight, getting ready for that game.
All right, so that's at Mel Ingram Field tomorrow night.
Yep.
By all means, go out and support. I assume this goes to the athletic department.
I think they're doing a project graduation or something.
Oh, okay.
It's a good fundraiser going towards some good things. And so concessions will be open. There'll be hot chocolate, all sorts of stuff. So, yeah, definitely come out. It's always a fun time.
All right. Thank you very much, Coach. Yep. And we'll see you on Friday night here.
All right, thank you.
Good luck against the Tigers at Newberg High School. You've been listening to the Caveman Corner here on KJO Grants Pass, Oregon.